Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show.
Murphy, you know, knowing me as well as you do, one of my favorite things in life that draws me into music is not just great music and artists that I love, but lyrics. Lyrics have always spoken to me, and they pull me in. And bonus points for a good lyric on the first line of a song, because I'm there. And today is 5 years ago since we lost Prince. And I'm here to tell you and share with you that he brought the world some of the best lyrics ever written.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay.
This opening.
Yeah.
That's his opening line. Yeah. Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. I was there.
Yeah.
It pulls you in.
You know, I had to. Jody's the one who taught me to listen to lyrics. It's weird, weird, weird that I never really paid attention to lyrics, but now I do.
And a lot of people listen
Jody's
to music
right.
That way.
You miss half the song if you don't catch what the song's about.
You miss the artist.
I feel silly. Yeah.
You miss the artist's intent with the song.
Yeah.
Most songs are about something for them, about an experience or a feeling or someone else that they're writing about. Now, yeah, they're about the music too. And a lot of people, I want to say mostly men, listen to the sound of a song and the groove or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And
the words get in the way.
No, the words are with great intent. So I'm here to teach you a few things. I'm going to share with you my favorite Prince lyrics. A lot of them you may know.
Okay.
From that same song, When Doves Cry, so many parts of it, almost the whole song lyrically is perfect. But there's another that I just love. It spoke to me. It's like, you ready for this? Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride. Oh my God. How beautiful is that? And it's two lines in the middle of the song, like in the second verse.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. The man had artistry coming out of his fingertips. Okay. How about this?
And doves are considered lovebirds. Is that right? Is that why?
Doves are peace.
Peace. Okay.
Yeah. I think honestly, my interpretation of that, he means I'm fragile. I'm being a dove with you.
Right.
I'm fragile.
Right.
Okay. Even doves have pride. Another great lyric that everybody knows from him is also an opening, and that is, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called
life." Oh, life! See,
you really don't listen. That's how he opened. Let's go crazy
is a great song. I know.
"Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called." That's beautiful.
Yeah.
The man could have written just poems, and I'd have been there. Except when you put it to music, you really give it life.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it speaks to you. You want some more?
Oh, yeah. I got some too.
Hit me with yours, because I've got four. I got a few more.
"Cause you had a pocket full of horses."
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Little Red Corvette. Okay. How about this? "I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. That's the beginning of 1999. Yeah. I thought, you're sucking me into the writing of the song in the first line of the song.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not something that people talk about a lot with music because there's so much to cover. The artistry, the way he played. Nobody could play guitar like him. Nobody had the stage presence that he had. Shout out. But the lyrics. Now, one of my favorite Prince songs, probably my favorite Prince song, is not a popular one that people hear a lot or doesn't play. It doesn't get radio play.
Darling Nikki.
I love Darling Nikki, of course. That one pulls you right in, too. No. It's one called "If I Was Your Girlfriend." Have you ever heard that song, Sam?
I don't know.
It's one of his greatest accomplishments.
I don't have a clip of that.
You know, I play it at home all the time, Murphy.
Yeah.
And it literally brings you in the first line. And it's a guy talking to a girl. And he's saying, "If I was your girlfriend, would you remember to tell me all the things you forgot when I was your man?" It's so deep. It's like he wants to be that close to her. He doesn't want the wall up of boyfriend, girlfriend. He wants her to treat him like your best girlfriend.
Right.
You know, "I want to go shopping with you. I want to dress you." Because sometimes those are the things that being in love's about.
Yeah.
That's a line in it. And it's like, oh my gosh. I guess that's why when I listen to his music, I'm not just grooving or jamming out like you guys. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
he was just the best. one of the best artists of all.
I understand that, but I also think it comes down to a male versus female kind of thing.
I know.
Because you have been since day one, not just Prince, lyric. And I can listen to any song that I like that has a beat or written.
Right. It's about music for you.
I don't even hear the words. No, I mean, I hear the words.
Really?
But it's like, if you know, I might hear the hook and that'll repeat in my head. But for the most part, it's
really
here.
Right.
You know, that at the beginning,
yeah,
that grabbed me.
And that's this
that's not a lyric, and that grabbed me.
Sure. And maybe we do listen differently,
yeah,
but I'm telling you, it's all there. I should pay attention to the music more. Wait.
See, that's just like, and Tom Jones sang it.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
It was cool.
It had that beat. I didn't know what Tom Jones was saying, but it had that.
And most people, if you asked on different songs, they're going to remember the hook of the song over any other piece because it's the infectious part. It's what gets stuck in your head. But yeah, I mean, I've always been a melody person, and I think that's one reason that Phoebe and I, and now that she's really getting into music and guitar is what she wants to do, and she's exploring the band and all that, she listens to music the same way that I do. It's really, really weird. The same depth that Jody listens to lyrics, and it's not that I don't now, because Jody really has opened me up to understanding that. It's some of the greatest songs on the planet that I used to think were wimpy songs, when you listen, are actually beautiful songs. You know, I mean, I used to kind of poke fun. I know this is not the same thing as Prince, but
nothing is.
But Gordon Lightfoot,
and then, oh, he's great.
But when you talk to true musicians,
right?
And he is a musician's musician, and I mean, the hardest rockers of all time will tell you what a brilliant musician he was, because he was a guitarist with great lyrics and could construct a song in a way beyond his guitar that was just amazing.
His songs were like leveled up masterpieces.
And that's a gift. And so, you know, Phoebe will hear music that way too, whether it's drums or bass licks or any of those kind of things, the way that all comes together, the nuances that you don't hear unless you say, hey, can you hear that he's actually singing along with the guitar in this part? That kind of stuff.
Right.
And
But Phoebe's has got the double whammy, though. She's blessed. She also catches lyrics.
She
and I have lyric conversations all the time.
Yeah.
I want to say that's one reason women are more emotional anyway, beings, more emotional creatures. I think that's one reason that women can cry at a song or laugh at a song or go, oh, that's about this immediately, because you hear it too. You hear the word, you hear the message too, along with the groove. And when all that works together well, you got a song that works.
Yeah.
You want another one from Prince?
Yeah.
This is inspirational. The song Cream, you thought it was just sexy? Why should you wait any longer? Take a chance. It could only make you stronger.
Yeah.
It's your time.
It's a really positive, uplifting kind of song.
It is. It's like Cream. You want to be on top? Do it.
Right.
Just do it. Don't wait. It's not like the Right Now song from Van Halen, which is all about right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be inspirational.
Yeah.
There's no tomorrow. Doesn't matter about yesterday. All you've got is today.
Wait a second. Cream is about rising to the top.
Well, I mean,
about,
I didn't.
Not about.
I didn't dig in. It sounds really
sexual. I've
been
listening wrong all this time.
Everything
It is about rising to the top. So I guess you really don't. You don't read the same books and things that I do, Sam. That actually is one of those songs, like Jody said, with Right Now by Van Halen and some of these others. They're all uplifting, put you on the path, positive songs.
Huh.
It is. It's about. He wrote that song during that time period where he was having issues with the record label. Remember when he became the artist known as?
Yeah.
And so a lot of that music came out of that part about him being in charge of his destiny.
He wrote about, I mean, he wrote
about.
See,
you need to listen to lyrics.
Yeah. He wrote about, I would say, sexuality 90% of the time.
Everything had those over to it. But then again, what pop, R&B, or other song doesn't have that? Blues, country, everything, right? That's another thing that's interesting to me, too, because the way that that's woven together, and I always found that kind of interesting because you, as a kid, a lot of that goes over your head, thank goodness.
As it should.
Right? But it's
hopefully it does.
It's also weird how that gets woven, you know, together, and so there's no doubt that Prince's music was charged with that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Little Red Corvette, you know?
Totally.
I mean, obviously.
Mm-hmm. It's not about a car.
Right.
Wait, what?
I always thought it was, yeah.
I will say that the Purple Rain album is the first album that I brought into my room and started listening to it and shut my door. I've told the story before. Closed my bedroom door because I knew that my daddy would not have been okay with what I was hearing, even though I didn't fully understand what I was hearing.
Yeah.
I knew that it was suggestive, and I was trying to understand it, and but I was awakened. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. And so I shut my door. And years before, I'd always listened to music and had record players and stereos and all that. And, you know, lots of Rick Springfield and lots of rock. And then when Prince came in to my life, into my room, I started closing and locking my door. Because he would have taken that away from me. And the moment he heard Darling Nikki, he would have taken that away from me. I don't remember, probably.
But, you know,
still felt like I needed to listen in quiet, dirty like headphones. Alone.
I remember my mom telling me, you know, about that, the same thing for them, you know, growing up. It was all, you know, Elvis songs and the other things like that that were just their, her parents' generation did want anything to do with that.
Well, so rock and roll has always been the devil.
It's not. But
no,
anyway,
I'm just saying that's been the. You know,
yeah,
it became the songs that it, you know, it, we went from a squeaky clean, you know, vocalist kind of era where the music then just became, I guess, gritty, real. You know, it's going to sound really deep, but this just occurred to me just now because of what Sam's saying about interpreting songs differently. Mm-hmm. This is the other beauty of any song that an artist has written, because it does touch people differently. Different people hear different things in different songs,
and you should interpret it differently.
Right, so, I mean, it's either going to be how it applies to your life or how you interpret the lyrics, because some of it is poetry, and I guess poetry is subject to the way that you interpret it. So one person will see something as, I don't know, whatever it's going to be, and the other person will see it as uplifting or what have you. And I never really thought about that till just this second, that that's part of what the artist probably intends too, is they want their music to be able to affect people in different ways.
They put it out there. And there are certain artists who won't tell you what they wrote a song about. It's just a mystery. Taylor Swift is famous for that.
Yeah.
I mean, she.
You know, what's funny is the songs that I do listen to lyrics on are like stories.
Yeah.
And I think it's because somebody's telling me a story and I latched on right away that this is a story.
That's a human need.
It's not a imagery or something means something else. It's like Hotel California.
It's right down
the middle.
Right.
Now you may think, is it drug related or not? Whatever, but it's like right down the middle what it is. And you mentioned Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. Record of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's a story.
You're right.
I don't know why. I know that's a hokey song to some people, but that's always been a great story to me.
Yeah.
Well, and
Raspberry Beret is a great story. Yeah.
See, that's what's funny to me. What you just said too is I was like, the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to me didn't do much for me. But then when you realize it's based on something that actually happened, a very serious story. There were sailors that died.
29 of them.
Right, exactly. On that ship, and he's telling that story. But I mean, as a kid, I guess I just didn't have an appreciation for that, and so I didn't really listen to the whole song. So I did. I immediately boxed him up in my head. He was unfortunately one of those artists that I had being a child of the 80s that I just kind of didn't get.
Well, you weren't ready for that yet.
Right. Exactly. It's his writing is on a different level.
Yes.
But, you know, so Paul McCartney says there are a lot of Beatles songs that are about nothing.
Yeah, really. It's true. You start listening to lyrics and you can tell that. My favorite Paul McCartney song is Jet. And I've listened to it 100 million times and I have no idea what it's about. A dog, a woman, a relationship. I have zero idea. Okay. But I love to crank it.
Love me do. You know I love you.
Yeah, it's
It'll always be true.
It's the music.
Love me do.
It's Dr. Seuss music is what that is.
But that actually does have some meaning. It's just kind of bubblegummy, but it's got meaning.
I'm going to give you one more little Prince nugget so that you, when you leave here today, and if you decide to listen to Prince on the anniversary of his death, which I'm doing all day like it's my job, one of my favorite Prince songs, you know this, Murphy, is one of his very first hits. It's called I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, yeah.
It is such a jam. It's not just as simple as you think it is. He wrote that out of real pain when he was a young man. He was so hot for this older woman. He was just crazy about this older girl. And she didn't give him the time of day. I'm sure she lived to regret that. She didn't give him the time of day. And so he wrote it. And if you hear it, it's there. If you listen to that song knowing that story, you'll be like, oh, he's, I wanna be your lover. He's begging her to give him a shot.
It's such a party song, though. You don't. That's not one that I would have caught.
No. Listen to it, okay? That's your assignment for the day, guys. I mean, I just wanted to do that. Everybody celebrates him for all the obvious reasons, but man, was he a poet.
Yes.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.